Back on with large carnivore specialist Cody Norton from the DNR. Thanks for more of your time, bud.
Yeah, absolutely, Adam.
Let's keep talking bear, and then we'll get to the cougars. We did the Eastern units and Carney, Gwynn, and Eastern Baraga unit. So let's go to the Western Baraga unit, as well as Amasa and the Berglund BMUs.
Sounds good, Adam. So, yeah, kind of finishing up the Baraga unit, and we kind of combine that with Berglund or... you know, check station numbers that are coming in. But so far, check station numbers have been up quite a bit. Looks like about 30% compared to this time last year for those areas. So it's been really promising to see. If you remember last year, we did have kind of a lot of acorns available to bears early on, where we didn't see as much harvest early, but then harvest picked up later in the season, which is kind of the opposite of what we typically see for bear hunting. So this year, we kind of got off to a good start right away, and then... it sounds like during the storm that happened last Friday, a lot of those acorns that have been sitting up in the tree got knocked down, and now hunters are reporting that baits might be slowing down a little bit as bears get into those natural food sources. But still looks really promising, and we haven't heard too much about big bears this past week. Most of the bears are still coming in kind of that average 125, 130-pound range, but we did hear about some really nice bears earlier on.
Well, that just leaves the Amasa unit. So we talked to Ryan McGilvery earlier this week, and he said things were going pretty good, but he definitely said that most of the bears, like everywhere else, were being checked at the cooperator stations.
Yeah, I think we're definitely seeing that, especially in a lot of the Western UP check stations. You know, it's just been a little bit easier and more convenient for folks this year, I think, to go to those private stations. So then our staff aren't seeing quite as many bears in person as they might have in previous years, but... It looks like in the Amasa unit, we're down maybe 5 to 10% below where we were at this time last year. We're still seeing a good, you know, an even ratio of males to females in the harvest, which is something that Ryan likes to keep a good track on during registrations with all of his stations. And then most of the bears are getting reported kind of in that typical 140-pound range throughout all the stations. So, yeah, it's been a good year. Amasa always has a good success rate, so... it looks like it's shaping up to be another good year.
All right, so wrapping up the BMUs and moving on to cougars. This report of a cougar in Luce County. Remind us of that other cat we talked about earlier this summer, where that was at, and is it possible or probable, I guess, that it's the same cat?
Yeah, that's a good question, Adam. And so we are up to 10 confirmed sightings for this year, which brings us to 59 since 2008 when we kind of formed the cougar team and started going through these in an established protocol. But we had a couple locations this winter, one in Delta and one in Schoolcraft County. And then throughout this spring and summer, we've had locations both on the west end in Otonagon County, and then we've had them in Delta, you know, kind of central UP, as well as the eastern UP with Mackinac and Chippewa. And so we try to figure out, you know, how many individuals might be here at one time based on the timing of those locations. It sure seems like from the timing that we had at least two different individuals here at one time, with one in the western UP and then one in kind of south central, the eastern UP. So we can tell that, seems like, for sure from the locations. But as far as whether this animal in kind of south central, eastern UP is the same one, or if it could be, you know, two different individuals, we really can't tell from the timing yet.
Cody Norton, large carnivore specialist for the DNR. Thank you for the BMU updates and the cougar confirmation as well in Luce County. And we'll look forward to talking to you at least one more time during this bear season.
That sounds good, Adam.
One of these times, I'm going to have to pick your brain on your own activities, too, because I know you'd spend a lot of time out there hunting and trapping.
That sounds like a good plan.
And this is The Outdoor Show.